New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 1981.
Each of us is born with gifts. Gifts which can bring great joy, wisdom, and beauty to our world. But we hide these gifts of our innermost self. We deny our essence. We cover ourselves with veils of darkness. Once in a while, a person, a teacher, a shaman crosses our path. She has a key and can catalyze the opening of the heart to the truth of these precious gifts we may be holding so close. Such a shaman is our guest today. Some of her tools are dance, theater, song, art, rituals. We will be spending the next hour with Gabrielle Roth, an American shaman. My name is Justine Toms, and I'll be your host. Welcome, Gabrielle. It's nice to have you here. One of the tools that you use is the moving center. It's something that you've created, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you created it, what led you to create it, and a little bit about that vehicle you call the moving center.
Well, at some point I felt that I had to take responsibility for my work. And in order to do that, I needed to separate myself from it because people identified it and me as the same. And in some way, I wanted to serve the work, and it was very difficult for me to conceive of serving myself in that respect or having it. It wasn't really personal to me. So that I sat in a meditation about 6 years ago, and I asked, it was more, I didn't create the moving center as much as I received the moving center. I sat in a meditation and I just prayed. And I prayed for guidance and I prayed to be shown the way and I prayed to be given a context for the work. And out of this quiet came the sound. I heard it. It was like the moving center. And when I asked what I should call my work, and I said, the moving center, what does that mean? And nothing came for that moment. And the next day I went back into meditation and I asked again, what does the moving center mean? What is the moving center? And at that point I received this vision of an organism that was changing and flowing. It was